Welcome to the NewsHour. The nation's job market has turned in another strong showing. That's despite the Federal Reserve's efforts to slow the economy and curb inflation.
U.S. job growth in May was significantly higher than analysts expected. The Labor Department reports employers added a net 339,000 jobs for the month. The increased hiring came in everything from construction to restaurants to health care. At the same time, layoffs rose in other sectors, and unemployment hit 3.7%. That's up from a 50-year low in April.
Now to the day's other headlines, starting in eastern India. A train disaster there has killed at least 120 people and injured 850 others tonight. Two passenger trains collided about 130 miles southwest of Calcutta, and at least 15 cars derailed. A chaotic scene unfolded in the dark, with hundreds of police, rescue workers, and others trying to free an estimated 200 people trapped in the wreckage. The Biden White House says the U.S. will not build more nuclear weapons for now to counter Russia. Instead, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said today the U.S. will adhere to limits under the 2010 New START Treaty, so long as Moscow does.
The United States does not need to increase our nuclear forces to outnumber the combined total of our competitors in order to successfully deter them. We've been there. We've learned that lesson. Nor does the United States need to deploy ever more dangerous nuclear weapons to maintain deterrence.
Russia has suspended participation in New START, but it's still abiding by the limits in the treaty, which expire in 2026. Extreme weather plagued much of Asia today. Southern and eastern China sweltered in nearly 100-degree temperatures as heat waves arrived early. Meantime, Japan was hit with heavy downpours and flooding from the same storm that lashed Guam days earlier. More than 100 million people were under alerts. Back in this country, former Vice President Mike Pence will not face criminal charges over classified material found at his home in Indiana. It's widely reported that the Justice Department informed him Thursday, days before he announces his presidential bid. Mr. Pence's lawyers searched his home back in January at his request and found about a dozen documents. The FBI found another one later. An internal review has found that a Border Patrol nurse practitioner declined to review a migrant child's medical history before she died last month. The 8-year-old had heart problems and sickle cell anemia and contracted the flu. Officials previously said the girl's family did not share her medical records until after she died. One of the nation's best-known military installations shed its Confederate name today and became Fort Liberty. It had been Fort Bragg since 1918. Soldiers gathered for the ceremony at the North Carolina base. The commanding general said there was no shortage of ideas about disposing of the old symbols and signs.
This is the United States Army. We received a lot of specificity of what to do with that. Everything was collected up, every monument, everything, and that'll go to the center of military history.
Fort Liberty will still be home to the Army's 82nd Airborne Division. Its name change is the most prominent yet in a Pentagon initiative to drop Confederate titles. On Wall Street, stocks jumped after the strong jobs report eased worries about a recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 700 points, or 2%, to close at 33,726. The NASDAQ rose 1%. The S&P 500 was up nearly 1.5%. And this year's National Spelling Bee champion is Dev Shah, an eighth grader from Florida. The 14-year-old took the title at the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington last night. His winning word was samophile, an organism that thrives in sandy areas.
Samophile.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, samophile?
That is correct.
The title comes with $50,000 in cash and prizes. Congratulations to him. And still to come on the NewsHour, multiple attacks inside Russia raise questions about the next phase of the war in Ukraine. Jonathan Capehart and Gary Abernathy weigh in on the week's political headlines, and we break down the major takeaways from the first game of the NBA Finals.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.